the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Do this, do that for work, while juggling your individual and family life. Checking your to-do list to see what's left to be done. What did I forget? And what will I need to put off until tomorrow? We all have these lists. We all partake in keeping up with our to-do list or some sort of way of managing this thing we all call life. What I have come to realize is that lots of times I can get caught up in the attempts to maintain what I think my life is supposed to be. Raise your hand if you can relate. In your hustle and bustle, do you sometimes forget about your assistant that can help you every day? Now, most of us don't have an assistant at the office, and you may not have an assistant at home either. Or do we? Did we begin our day checking in with our assistant so that we can start off our day on a good foot? When we forget what's next on our to-do list, do we check in with our assistant? Most likely, we don't. We try to go off of our memory and keep going, right? Have you had those times when you get stressed and you stop in your tracks and take a few deep breaths, or you step outside for a breath of fresh air? When you do these things, what are you thinking about? Or better yet, who are you thinking about? Your significant other? Your children? Your coworkers? Your boss? When you take breaths of fresh air, are you thinking, "Ah, I'm done with this issue," or "I'm done with that issue"? When you're outside, do you ever yell or scream to let go of some of the steam so you can put on a smile and walk back in the building? When was the last time you checked your to-do list? What have you forgotten? Again, I ask, did you check in with your assistant to help you with their to-do list? Recently, I took a group of residents out to the Rose Garden at Dove's Nest. We had experienced some really stressful things together in our group that day. We were all emotionally drained. At that time, I acted as the assistant to the assistant for the residents. I wanted to help them with managing the stress that they were experiencing from our day. I had the residents to sit down and close their eyes. I took a long pause as I wanted the residents to be attentive and listen for my voice and what was next. When I spoke, I encouraged the residents to try to push out all other thoughts and just listen to what was going on around them. We could hear a train. We could hear an airplane. We could hear birds chirping. Then for a few seconds, we heard silence. It was at that time I pointed out all of the things that we had heard. Then I asked if they had felt like they were able to release some of their stress from participating in this simple activity to help them de-stress. They all shared that they did. The residents began thanking me for taking them outside. I thanked them, but I pointed out a few things. I shared that I didn't schedule the train to come through at that time. I had no idea that a plane would fly over at that time either. I didn't bring out bird seed to cause the birds to come close enough that we could hear them chirping. I had nothing to do with the wind blowing in the trees. I didn't, but I knew who had. An assistant that has never left them. An assistant that has and will carry them when needed. An assistant that will always be there to help them when they cry out for help. An assistant that wants you to call on him. An assistant that has the best memory to tackle those to-do lists, but mostly wants us to have these things on our to-do list every day. Come to him in prayer. Ask for guidance on what he would want us to do and how he would like for us to handle things. Lean on him when we are in need. Thank him during the good times. Praise him, and then praise him some more. So as you are going through the hustle and bustle of your day, when you get stressed, just stop. Make a 911 call to your personal assistant. If you can't put it into words what's going on with you, don't worry. He knows what's going on, and he knows what you need. He just wants us to connect with Him and to come closer to Him. As we all move forward in our lives and we continue our work for the mission to help God's children through the work that we do every day, just stop. Simply stop when things are so stressful that you want to scream. Stop when things are going well also. Pause and just listen. What do you see or what do you hear? So I will close by simply asking, do you see what's right in front of you? Or better yet, do you see who is right in front of you?